bringing you some of that old P-Funk, you know, aged. Funk is like a fine wine. It's better after it get older. So we've uncovered some of this uncovered funk. We're like, and I say archaeologists. We went back and dug it up. So we'd like to see how y'all dig this here. Yeah, go for your funk, go for your funk, go for your funk. This tape was lost for so long. It would have been on a lot of albums if we could have found it. I've had people to write in. For one kid wrote in and said, if I don't get a copy of this tape, I'm going to kill myself. So I sent him my only copy of a cassette that I had. And until we decided to do this family series thing here, I hadn't heard this tape for a long time. This is one of those collector's items for real. Back in this time, we was making very long records. You could tell it was a Parliament record. It was in the, you know, in that same style of One Nation, Knee Deep, you know, 12 inches before there were 12 inches. Go for your funk. Oh, yeah, we were hook galores back in those days. I mean, it was about puns and three or four hooks. You know, I worked at Motown, so it was always about, Smokey Robinson told me one time, you got to have some good hooks. So we would always have a lot of hooks in our records, and I think this one is loaded with, you know, Be Out of Town by Bun Down, you know what I'm saying? You know, Ain't It Bunny, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of hooks, and a lot of the hooks in this song is also the fact that the Horny Horns play hooks a lot. Bootsy, Bernie, their lines are hooks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for your funk. It's a hook. Sterling Silver Starship. Yeah, this was, Donnie was, they became a group called Kiddo, too, later. They were part of us, too. And Donnie was the lead of that. Sterling Starship, they did a lot of the stuff with Dunbar, a lot of the tracks for Parlette and everything, but this was going to be one of his songs. He still is a very good musician, so this is one of the Funk It Up, one of the first ones that he did. Matter of fact, I was getting ready to do some work with him real soon. And Kiddo was the last thing that he had out of his own. Did pretty good. Michael Hampton played with him for a while. And like you say, he played every instrument, wrote a lot of songs with Dunbar. Most of the Parlette songs he did with them. And Donnie's a good musician, straight out. He would have been a Funkadelic if it hadn't been for Skeet showing up just in time to, you know, be the Funkadelic's bass player. And yeah, this should do you in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gary Fabulous. You know, we was on our way to be what we considered the first like white funk group, a rapper, or punk, or whatever you want to call it. It was Gary Fabulous. He was a funky little dude. Yeah, one and one a skirt. Right. Yeah, that was his intro. And he was such a cool little dude. But Gary had this record, Funkin' for My Mama's Rent. It sounded funny to hear white boys say some Funkin' for My Mama's Rent. Yeah, that was pretty funky. So I said, yeah, man, we got to cut this kid here. He's really cool. We cut this record, so we never did get a chance to put it out, but it was one that I liked all along. Dunbar, you know, of Freda Payne, Chairman of the Board fame. I'm Gonna Take My Shoes Off with Parliament. Did a lot of Parlette's records. He wrote, him and Gary together wrote this song, and Dunbar produced it, along with myself. And I'm glad we found Funkin' for My Mama's Rent. And it has all of the Parliament Funkadelics and Bootsy and everybody on it. About 1980 and 81, right? Oh, he definitely was the first white kid. I mean, and at that time it wasn't samples or nothing. It was like straight off to the tape. So this here will sound very fresh because he's on it right from the beginning. And, you know, Vanilla Ice was still water. This is one of my personally favorite artists. Jessica Cleaves, and Jessica has a long history of, she worked with Earth, Wind & Fire, Friends of Distinction, Parliament Funkadelic, you know, the high opera voice, one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. This one is called Cindergram, and of course the Parliament Funkadelic in the background. Horns was done in New York, arrangement by Bernie Worrell with his classical touch. Cindergram, oh, my old partner Cindy Barnes, who did Testify and all those old songs with myself at Golden World and at Motown. Cindergram is one of those classical funk type tunes with the real strings. It's not the synthesizers. Cinegram was originally written. The track was done by Tyrone Lampkin. And on my vacation after the probably the Mothership Connection tour, I did the lyrics in Bimini and in Hawaii. So Cinegram was written by myself and Tyrone Lampkin, the drummer for Parliament. Sil, this is my man Sil. We was back here doing Funk Get Stronger, so he was in here. You know, he was warming up his chops. I don't think he knew we even had the tape machine on when he was doing this. He was in there warming up his funk. Him and Greg was probably arguing that day about how to work the machine. Yeah, Slaza, he say, "I didn't name me." That was his favorite line, "I didn't name me." So he could afford to be sly when he felt like it. But this one here is, who in the funk do you think you are? I guess he was asking himself, I remember some funk. Yeah, even though he was a big pop star at the time. And he was warming up his funk. He's getting his funk chops together. And so we turned the machine on while he was in here diddling around to see how it worked. And I doubt if he even knew this was on tape. But here you are, Sil, just for you. Who in the funk do you think you are? One of the other tunes that we were doing is one called Better Days. And Better Days was one of the songs that I said, well, this is a good song. I'll save it for, when Andre Fox do his own album. It was written by Marvin Williams. And David Spradley was on keyboards. Gary Scheider, background vocals. And Andre, very good tune. All I can say is I love this tune. Andre's like a kid of mine. I mean, he's around with my son Tracy so long. I think he's probably one of my kids. I'm the father of our country anyway. And I think Andre's one of those kids. him, my son Tracy, and Daryl have been playing together forever. So he's actually like one of my kids. That became a hydraulic pump. Well, at least the bass line did. The Chong Show. Yeah, this is David doing his rap, singing, and Bootsy singing with him. And that's a very good track. Bootsy was funking down in Cincinnati, and a friend of ours who always bring everybody around, one of the parlettes, her name was Malia Franklin. She brought everybody around, from Slide, Bootsy's. I mean, every time we turn around, Malia would have somebody interesting. She'd say, "So I want you to meet Judge, he's a funkadelic, Judge." That was a rap. And so when I saw Bootsy, I said, "Wow, I didn't know we had an extra man in the band." He already looked like one of the Parliament Funkadelic. And we went to see him play in Cincinnati when we were playing that one time. And we thought we were on stage. And so when it was time for us to grow a little more, he was one of the first people that I called. First Bootsy played with us, and then his brother Catfish, and then the whole house guest, that was the name of the band. You know, they were with James Brown at the time. I mean, they had just left James. And so they came with us, and Bootsy was there, and he brought Fred and Maceo. So it was like Bootsy was around all the time. You know what I'm saying? I already knew the Ohio Players, of who Bootsy and them was real close with. So Malia brought him around, but it didn't take long to figure out who he was, and he's been around ever since. Bootsy and I was walking down the street when it was time to do him an album, and he said, I'm going to have to do a record on your band, Bootsy. At that time, he was a funkadelic, but he was so dynamic, it didn't make sense for him just to be a funkadelic. He had to do his own thing because we were a psychedelic band mainly, and he was more like a horn band from the James Brown School of Music. So I said, "We got to get a band for you." He said, "Well, what could be a nice name?" And right off the top of my head, I said, "Oh, we call it the Rubber Band," stretching out the rubber band. It was like, when I get a pun, I can just go crazy on a pun and do it from every possible angle. And so it was stretching out in a rubber band with his alias Casper, the friendly ghost, in his sheets. So that one was all done in a matter of about 10 minutes walking up 43rd Street in New York. So that, matter of fact, stretching out the name, all of it was done between the hotel and this store. Michelle is a song done by my son, Tracy Lewis. The group was called Flastic Brain Flam back then. It's now called Trelude. So Michelle is like one of the first songs. They was like 15, 16 years old. So we have some of the big guns on the instruments, like Blackbird McKnight, Jeff Bunn, who's with the Brides, Dennis Chamber. And of course, we got Parliament, Funkadelic, Bootsy Rubber Band, and Jessica Cleaves. We got everybody, the whole mob. It's probably about 50 people singing on this song. It's probably the same date as we did Knee Deep. So Knee Deep had about 50 people on it too. So I think that was the same day. Tracy and myself, we worked on this song in Bermuda in about 78 or 79. Michelle, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh, one thing more about Michelle before I left. Tracy Lewis have a new album coming out on Warner Brothers. Trey Lute is called Drop a Line. The first single will be called Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy. This one had to be done because it's my favorite, all-time favorite rock and roll song. The Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, the very first one. And Dwayne McKnight is playing bass, guitar, and everything on it. And I just felt that this has to come out in its original form. Blackbird, he's one of those guys that just looked up on the stage and there he was playing and talking about, you better not cut my amp off. Blackbird is one of those type of guys, don't fuck with my amp, and I'm playing now, and I'm playing loud. And he's one of the greatest musicians around. Played with Herbie Hancock, you know, for a while, and a few other jazz musicians. Dwayne McKnight is his name, but he's one of the finest guitar players there is. But Blackbird is, yeah, he's my man. The way we show our guitar players off is like most of the tracks that we cut, there's always one somewhere where it's just an instrumental with one of the guitar players playing lead all the way through the whole track. I do that with most of the tracks. And Blackbird, Eddie Hazel, Michael Hampton, Gary Sider, Andre. I mean, we grow guitar players. You know, this is the first of four or five albums, and this is just getting warmed up. You know, I mean, so I know of some of the greatest tunes that's in this particular series that will be either on the next album or the following album. We're just getting started. So within the next four or five albums that we do on this series, we have some very interesting things going on.